Timothy chapter 3. I love my garden. Some people think I have a green thumb because my plants usually bloom. Actually, it is not my thumb, nor is it a mystery. It is that a long time ago, I discovered that you can buy bags of soil that have been enriched with various special foods for plants. When I plant a wedge of a flower plant, I always put a little of that soil. And in a short time, I see the result. All of the nutrients that the plants need are compressed in a handful of soil. This is how this chapter ends, with a summary of the nutrients of faith in Christ. In a handful of words, Paul sums up the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And great, we confess, is the mystery, the hidden truth of godliness. He, Jesus Christ, who was revealed in human flesh, was justified and vindicated in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. Each of these verbs contain the best nutrients that enrich our spirit, from incarnation to exaltation. Manifested in the flesh, he became one of us, justified in the Spirit by the resurrection of the dead, who, when seen by the angels, they were relieved things that they longed to know. And by the rejection of his own, he was preached to those of us who were not his people, believed by both Jews and Gentiles, and received in an imaginable welcome to the one who was raised up and freed from the suffering of death. For it was impossible that death could keep its hold on him, and returned to the very heavens where he lived and reigns forever and ever, and from where he intercedes for us, just like the plants in my garden. I also need these nutrients so that my faith will flourish and others can get to know the one who nourishes my life.